It's spring and people are happy, right? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Spring is upon us. Here in Northern California, we're enjoying the weather that spring brings us. We're seeing a lot of blue skies and light breezes. The plants are beginning to put out their spring foliage. But there can be a downside for spring. A lot of people have seasonal allergy problems. And spring is where we see a lot of seasonal allergies. So let's join Bobby and his family to explore this important topic of seasonal allergies that are encountered in springtime. We find the family together for breakfast. There's Robert, the dad, Kathy, the mom, and then Bobby and Craig are the two boys. At breakfast, three out of the four family members had symptoms of allergies. Kathy has been sneezing and having a lot of nasal congestion for the past couple of weeks. She noticed that she's gone through a lot of Kleenex. When I say Kleenex, what I mean is facial tissue. Kleenex is a brand, but it is such a prominent brand in the United States that people frequently just refer to facial tissues as Kleenex. Kathy has noticed that she's running out of Kleenex, so she put it on the shopping list. She needs to get some before she runs out. Robert, on the other hand, has no symptoms. He's doing fine. Craig has relatively mild symptoms, occasional sneezing, and a little bit of nasal congestion, but he is actually doing fine as well. It's Bobby that got the brunt of these symptoms. At breakfast, Bobby's eyes were itchy and red. He had a red nose. He sneezed multiple times. And when he talked, his voice suggested tremendous nasal congestion. He was breathing through his mouth. When Kathy saw his level of symptoms, she realized that his symptoms would probably interfere with school. He would not be able to function very well because he could barely eat his breakfast. Based on this, she decided to basically drop everything, that is, stop doing what she had planned on doing on this day, and make an appointment to take Bobby to Dr. Ferguson's office to see if she could get him some relief. In the past, Kathy had taken antihistamines for her allergy symptoms. She had bought a product over the counter called chlorpheniramine, which is an antihistamine, and she had taken the recommended 4-milligram tablet. What she observed is that it did help her symptoms a little bit, but it made her very grumpy. It made her feel terrible. And so she stopped taking it. And then when her symptoms got worse, she thought she would try it again. But again, the side effects of that medication in her were unacceptable. She was aware that there are medications that are marketed for children's use for their allergy symptoms, but she was leery of just buying some over-the-counter drug and giving it to her boys. She didn't really want to do that. So Kathy called the office and left a phone message for her assistant explaining that she would be taking her son to the doctor. When Dr. Ferguson's office opened, she called and they were able to work Bobby in to be seen in the early afternoon. She kept him home from school because he was not in good shape to participate in class. After lunch, she and Bobby went to Dr. Ferguson's office and they were escorted to an exam room. Soon, Dr. Ferguson joined them and asked what he could do to help. And then he examined Bobby. He agreed that it appeared to be seasonal allergies, and he saw no evidence of any other problem on exam. Bobby was not running a fever, and his breathing was quite clear. They then had a good discussion about the options for managing these seasonal allergies. He started by pointing out the problems with pharmaceutical solutions. He explained that in years past, decongestants like pseudoephedrine were used, but they're no longer recommended for children. The replacement for pseudoephedrine in the market is phenylephrine, and the problem with phenylephrine is that there's not a lot of evidence that it's effective. The pharmaceutical approach to seasonal allergies has shifted toward antihistamines. He then went on to explain that antihistamines in children can be an interesting problem. Antihistamines can be central nervous system depressants, so it can cause them to feel depressed, or you can see a paradoxical response where young children become agitated because of antihistamines. Both reactions have been seen. Kathy nodded because she had experienced that sensation of depression when she took chlorpheniramine. He summarized by saying that there are some over-the-counter preparations that could be tried, but in general, he tries to avoid those. He then addressed the two other approaches that she might find useful. One is avoidance of dairy. He explained that eliminating dairy from the diet sometimes helps seasonal allergies. It's not a certainty that eliminating dairy will get rid of Bobby symptoms, but there is a significant chance that it will help. It's worth trying. She asked, well, what do I give him instead of milk? Dr. Ferguson recommended a lot of non-dairy options, such as soy milk, almond milk, and oat milk. Kathy nodded. That seemed reasonable, but she anticipated that maybe Bobby wouldn't like the flavor of these substitutes, these non-dairy milk substitutes. While she pondered that, she turned back to Dr. Ferguson and said, go on, what else? He went on to explain that antioxidant-containing foods have been shown to help a lot of people with seasonal allergies. He did not recommend pharmaceutical antioxidants, that is, capsules and pills, but rather he directed her toward foods that are known to be high in antioxidants. He then rattled off a list of foods from memory. He said, berries, cherries, green leafy vegetables, lentils, and nuts. Kathy was impressed. It flowed off his tongue automatically. I guess he has said that list many times. He explained that all of those foods that he had listed are known to be high in dietary antioxidants, and that a diet heavy in those foods would provide lots of antioxidants. In addition, he pointed out that ginger and turmeric are spices that are extremely high in antioxidant activity. Kathy got to thinking, I could make a curry, and I could put a lot of those foods in that curry, and then I could serve a lot of fresh fruit for dessert, and we could have a salad. For Kathy, the wheels were turning. She was already thinking how she could incorporate all of this into the family's daily food intake. Dr. Ferguson explained that these changes will not get rid of symptoms in one day, or maybe not even in one week. But if you do these things, it is likely that you'll see an improvement in the symptoms without having to depend on pharmaceuticals to control the symptoms. He repeated that he would like to avoid the use of pharmaceuticals in healthy young people with symptoms like this. He reassured Kathy that these symptoms are not dangerous and that from a medical point of view, dramatic intervention is just not necessary. These are symptoms, and hopefully we can control these symptoms by natural methods. He answered all of her questions, and at that point, Bobby and his mom departed. They didn't go straight home, however. They went to the grocery store. She had a long list of things she wanted to get. She had no fresh ginger in the house. Her turmeric was several years old and probably should be replaced. When they finished the shopping in the grocery store, she had acquired most of the things that Dr. Ferguson had recommended during the visit. Now it's time to put the plan into effect. She's wondering how she's going to get Bobby and Craig to like soy milk. This may be challenging, but it's what she needs to do. She realized that she may need to experiment with different options, such as oat milk or almond milk. But today, she tried the soy milk as her first shot at getting rid of dairy. After they got home and after Craig got home from school, she sat the boys down and explained to them what was going on. She explained that she was going to be buying plant-based milk substitutes and that they could try to find one that everybody liked. She explained that these allergy symptoms are common and there's really no quick fix to get rid of them, but that she, based on the advice she got from Dr. Ferguson, is working on a solution. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.